where elements that necessitate the mobility of youth are lacking, there is a considerable number of indifferent, or I quote myself, apathetic youth. It is evident there are other roads taken, but I stress these examples since they are so evident when you meet and converse with Navajo youth. If you older people, who are presently responsible for the welfare of our Navajo nation, expect to maintain and improve our way of living on our reservations, then I suggest to you the following ways of making your goals easier to reach. First, you must reconsider and evaluate the importance of Navajo youth to our future, and by your recent accomplishments to meet their needs, especially on the high school and elementary level of education, has brought tremendous success. But now, let us turn to the college youth who have left their homes to explore even further. The college Navajo youth has his problems and his demands too. The following are abstracts and statements made by some of my fellow Indian students at a previous conference. This topic relates to the problems that an Indian student faces when he goes to a college campus. His speech, the difference between Navajo and English, the double generation gap due to domestic problems, etc., lack of motivation, which should have been stressed in high school, apathy of the parents, feeling of alienation from tribe, culture, and tradition on a college campus, different informal school background, and you could think of the public parochial or federal schools here, lack of communication between professors and students, an identity crisis, try to adjust to the white society and stay in view. Classroom situations that do not provide adequate personal attention. The lack of proper guidance and counseling by the Navajo parents and teachers. The lack of interest in unity among young Navajo people. Here's a striking one. Too much money in Navajo students' pockets create various problems, for instance, drinking and missing school. Also, Indians are afraid to ask questions. And they also say there are two types of Indians, the traditional and the contemporary cooking Indian. Some of them say the biggest problem is to get students interested in themselves, what they are doing, why they are there. They also tend to draw back because of their tradition and also what they are facing in college as a student. And surprisingly enough, we offer suggestions that you parents, education leaders, could evaluate and even form new ideas to work with. Some of them said, maybe pre-college orientation program for seniors on a large scale level throughout the reservation, and they'd like to do this themselves, college Navajo students. Orientation for freshman college students, ones that have already entered college, but also continue to give an orientation programs. I have already stressed at this point about orientation towards control of college Navajo students or college Indian students. To set up programs to begin an attitude of unity and pride among the Navajo students. To introduce courses that Indians need to prepare for teaching jobs. To hold counseling groups at tribal headquarters and take surveys. To rebuild a communication network between the students in high schools and in colleges. on and off the reservation, and to extend it to tribal leaders. They also questioned, should education committee officials visit the campuses, or should the students visit the tribal education committees? To get counseling started on the academic aspects, and turn to the Indians themselves. And also, if not Indians, to turn to someone who is definitely familiar with Navajo students. They also said in curriculum, Indians should have a voice for the Indian students, with tribal support. The Indian students should also be required to study their culture, regardless of what educational level they are. The Indian counselor should visit colleges and universities at least once a month. That takes a lot of money though. College Indian students are also demanding more Indian counselors, more financial aid to supplement further education, and by this they mean that tribal scholarships should be given for degrees further than the BA and the BS. That allocation of funds be more carefully distributed and reduce the number of dropouts and failures. One student stressed the need of being needed by her own people by making this statement. Don't send me to college and forget about me. I need you older people, and you need me to build our future. They also said to have employment opportunities available for college Indian students who graduate and are willing and want to return to the reservation. They also stressed the necessity of having summer workshops for students that determine students and to work with tribal leaders in all areas. For instance, law students can work with tribal legal aid or get acquainted with a police force. Or students in medical training, have them go into some hospital and learn a little more outside of college. Or have education majors teach in small schools during the summer, on or off the reservation. Also, they stress that tribal leaders should help college dropouts by employment assistance and to help promote American Indian studies and support us in such endeavors. And I asked the question why here, and they told me they want to know a little more about their own people, the Navajo history, etc. Another topic they specifically discussed, and I think this is of importance to you, is the problems of dropouts and failures. We stand around and ask each other, why did he drop out? Why did she fail? Here are some points that the college students themselves stress. Counselors are usually annual, and Indians would rather have Indian counselors. Communication gap between students and counselors. An inadequate background in one's own culture. Also, academic delay for Indians because they fall back at least 1 year in their language. Indian children are brought up in their tribal environment as opposed to others. Also, they don't fully agree with the history and other books that they use in school. And their bilingual attitude should retrain teachers so that they will notice the two cultures that Indian students face. They also said Indian students have a negative view about being intelligent and being important. One of the things they brought up, why do students drop out of school, was because of home environmental influence. They also felt that it is easier to talk to Indian counselors, and previously. Then we asked, what can be done in colleges? And one of the things we came up with again was freshman orientation, done by the college union students themselves. They also stressed the problems of Indian cultural complex. They said there was inadequate preparation for college students' entry, that the teachings, the techniques, the methods between the BIA schools and the public schools were conflicting, which only brought out frustrated Indian students going to college. And the role of family background also has a lot to do with dropouts and failures. Well-educated or illiterate parents, take it from there. The lack of self-confidence by the students was also another thing they stressed. And the upbringing of the child, his respect for his elders in the community, the church, and the school. They also said, how can we decrease the number of dropouts and failures? And again, they brought up orientation programs, set up first in the school, during the summer, during the senior year, and throughout the year, invite tribal officials to give talks to the Indian students and to get that students become more interested in their tribal government so that they will be acquainted with what they will return to. I have brought these points to make you aware of some of the thinking, the concepts that the Indian students are building up in the colleges and the universities. And a lot of the things pertains to one of the problems that they have. To take the best of both worlds is the hardest thing to do. If his culture is made definitely part of Navajo education, and one primary importance is the Navajo language, there won't be so many problems concerning those of us who have cultural complexes. We must not forget two very important and essential elements to motivate Navajo youth, our parents and our teachers. I have an abstract from an education conference in Lewiston, Montana. I would like to read to you to stress this importance. Discipline and the Indian student. Like motivation, discipline is finally a self-assumed mode of behavior. The well-disciplined individual has self-control, self-realized, and a sense of responsibility. He can be helped to develop such traits through early parental guidance and later through parental school cooperation. In both instances, concern and respect for the person is vitally important in helping him to understand his own responsibilities and the consequences of his actions. Discipline, then, for the Indian youth is not so very different from that of any youth, except that one must have an understanding of Indian customs, mores, which may conflict with school and societal expectations. Such differences can be resolved by the teacher, who is knowledgeable about Indian culture and who is fair in treatment of youngsters. Again, I'd like to read a quote that was taken from the Yuma Daily Sun from Yuma, Arizona, where I stressed the importance of Indian education. In pursuing such plans, Indian education officials should also be involved to express their ideas and suggestions in these discussions. It will help to establish a better education program that will help the older and the younger generation grasp new ideas in solving problems.